Chapter 10. As soon as King Adonizedek of Jerusalem heard that Joshua had captured Ai and devoted it to destruction, doing to Ai and its king just as he had done to Jericho and its king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and remained among them, he was greatly alarmed, because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities. It was greater than Ai, and all its men were warriors. So Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent this message to Hohem king of Hebron, Piram king of Jarmuth, Japhia king of Lachish, and Debir king of Eglon.
Come to my aid, and let us attack Gibeon, because it has made peace with Joshua and the Israelites.
At this, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered together along with their armies, and they marched on and encamped against Gibeon to fight against it. Then the men of Gibeon sent word to Joshua at the camp at Gilgal.
Do not forsake your slaves. Come quickly, rescue us and help us.
All the kings of the Amorites from the mountainous region have gathered against us.
So Joshua went up from Gilgal with all the fighting men and the mighty warriors. Jehovah then said to Joshua, Do not be afraid of them, for I have handed them over to you. Not one of them will be able to stand against you. Joshua came against them by surprise after marching all night long from Gilgal. Jehovah threw them into confusion before Israel, and they inflicted a great slaughter on them at Gibeon, pursuing them by way of the ascent of Beth-horon, and striking them down as far as Azekah and Makeda. While they were fleeing from Israel and were on the descent of Beth-horon, Jehovah hurled great hailstones from the sky on them as far as Azekah, and they perished. In fact, more died from the hail than from the sword of the Israelites. It was then, on the day that Jehovah routed the Amorites before the eyes of the Israelites, that Joshua said to Jehovah before Israel, Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon, over the valley of Aijalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon did not move until the nation could take vengeance on its enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jashar? The sun stood still in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to set for about a whole day. There has never been a day like that one, either before it or after it, when Jehovah listened to the voice of a man, for Jehovah was fighting for Israel. After that, Joshua, together with all Israel, returned to the camp at Gilgal. Meanwhile, the five kings fled and hid in the cave at Makeda. Then it was reported to Joshua,
The five kings have been found, hiding in the cave at Makeda.
So Joshua said, Roll large stones over the mouth of the cave and assign men to guard them. But the rest of you should not stop. Pursue your enemies and strike them from the rear. Do not allow them to enter into their cities, for Jehovah your God has given them into your hands. After Joshua and the Israelites had finished inflicting a very great slaughter on them, to the point of wiping them out except for some survivors who escaped and entered into the fortified cities, all the people returned safely to Joshua at the camp at Makeda. Not a man dared to utter a word against the Israelites. Then Joshua said, Open the mouth of the cave and bring the five kings out of the cave to me. So they brought to him from the cave these five kings, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. When they brought these kings to Joshua, he summoned all the men of Israel and said to the commanders of the fighting men who had gone with him, Come forward, place your feet on the backs of the necks of these kings. So they came forward and placed their feet on the backs of their necks. Then Joshua said to them, Do not be afraid or be terrified. Be courageous and strong, for this is what Jehovah will do to all your enemies against whom you are fighting. Then Joshua struck them and put them to death and hung them on five stakes, and they remained hanging on the stakes until the evening. At sunset, Joshua ordered that they be taken down off the stakes and thrown into the cave where they had hidden themselves. Then, large stones were placed at the mouth of the cave, and these remain to this very day. Joshua captured Makeda on that day and struck it with the sword. He devoted its king and everyone in it to destruction, letting no survivor remain. He did to the king of Makeda just as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, went from Makeda to Libna and fought against Libna. Jehovah also gave it and its king into Israel's hand, and they struck it and everyone in it with the sword, not letting a survivor remain in it. So they did to its king just as they had done to the king of Jericho. Next, Joshua, together with all Israel, went from Libna to Lachish and camped there and fought against it. Jehovah gave Lachish into Israel's hand, and they captured it on the second day. They struck it and everyone in it with the sword, just as they had done to Libna. Then Horam, king of Gezer, went up to help Lachish. But Joshua struck him and his people down until not one survivor remained. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, went from Lachish to Eglon and camped there and fought against it. They captured it on that day and struck it with the sword. They devoted everyone in it to destruction on that day, just as they had done to Lachish. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, went up from Eglon to Hebron and fought against it. They captured it and struck it, its king, its towns, and everyone in it with the sword, not letting any survivor remain. Just as he had done to Eglon, he devoted it and everyone in it to destruction. Finally, Joshua, together with all Israel, turned toward Debir and fought against it. He captured it, its king, and all its towns, and they struck them down with the sword, devoting everyone in it to destruction, not letting any survivor remain. He did to Debir and its king just as he had done to Hebron and to Libna and its king. Joshua conquered all the land of the mountainous region, the Negeb, the Shephelah, and the slopes, and all their kings, not letting any survivor remain. He devoted everything that breathed to destruction, just as Jehovah the God of Israel had commanded. Joshua conquered them from Kadesh Barnea to Gaza and all the land of Goshen and up to Gibeon. Joshua captured all these kings and their land all at the same time because it was Jehovah the God of Israel who was fighting for Israel. Then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal.